Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus. Grace greetings to you, my friends. We are approaching the very, very end of the month today. Tomorrow we'll finish up October. And I think unless the Lord leads me into a different direction, we're just going to keep rolling through. John, I'm having a whole lot of fun just talking to you. It's kind of like you and I sitting down and I'm just telling you what I think about the scriptures. I'm not claiming to have everything right, that's for sure. I'm not claiming to have all knowledge. I'm open. I'm teachable. I'm learning as I go. And I'll even go back. I don't see any reason why I won't go back through this study. If I see something different through the course of time, we'll go back and we'll talk about it. And just try to bring out some of the things that I think the Lord has revealed to me. I'm in John 2, right after Jesus has cleared the temple, made that great statement about destroying the temple and raising it up in 3 days. Of course, he was speaking of his resurrection. You could destroy the temple of my body and raise it up in 3 days. That was his statement, that just give me 3 days and I'm coming out of the grave. And of course, that happened. Verse 23, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. When did they believe in his name? Before he did the signs or after he did the signs? They believed after he did the signs. So he does the signs, they believe in his name. Late in his time on this earth, Jesus would say in the upper room after his resurrection, blessed are those who believe but do not see. And that was a special blessing he was pronouncing on us, that we don't get to see him. Paul would say we do not know him after the flesh. We don't know him after the flesh, and yet we believe. And so we have a special blessing because we don't believe. We believe even though we didn't see. Now that was different in the time of Christ because there was nothing to believe in until they saw. Verse 24. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And so Jesus, I love this. Oh, I love this about Jesus. He had no dependency on what people thought of him. It did not matter that men promoted him or did not promote him. And he knew what was in man. He knew also that man's loyalty could only be trusted for so long. When we get to the sixth chapter of John, we're going to see that again. But man's loyalty could only be trusted for so long because God knew what was in man. He knew the things that were down in man's heart and could only commit so much to them in the realm of the natural. And I think there's something to be said for that. Even today, on how God commits to man in the natural, there's really only so much he's going to do through the realm of the natural. He wants to work on us through the realm of the spiritual. That leads us into the great meeting of Jesus and the man named Nicodemus in John 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Now, a lot has been made of him coming to Jesus by night. The schools of thought are that he came to Jesus by night because the crowds were too great during the day. The school of thought continues that maybe he came to Jesus by night because he was a little bit ashamed to be coming to Jesus and thus didn't want anybody to know about it. The school of thought also goes that he came to Jesus by night because he wasn't ashamed, nor was it because of the crowds, but because if he got caught coming to Jesus in private by his fellow rulers in Judaism, he would be reprimanded, if not excommunicated in some way. I don't know. And I'm frankly not too worried about it. What I do know is that he came to Jesus by night. So make up your own reasons why. Maybe he worked all day and the only time he could get there was at night. I don't know. You can make a spiritual reason for it too, I'm sure. I would say that if I had to spiritualize it at all, I would lean towards it was night in Nicodemus's soul. And when it's night in your soul, you go looking for the light of the world. And Nicodemus comes looking for the light. A very similar thing happens in the wording when Judas Iscariot betrays Jesus. And the text tells us that Jesus said, he who puts his hand into the bowl with me and dips sop with me, the same as he who betrays me. And at that moment, Judas dips with Jesus, gets up and runs out, and the Bible says he ran out and it was night. And I've always read into that what the Holy Spirit's trying to say is when you're in that state in your soul, it's always night. It's always night forever. I remember one of the slaves writing after the Civil War in America wrote back on, for the slave, there was no day. It was all night forever. Maybe that's where Nicodemus came from. We'll try to shed some light into that darkness tomorrow. Great day. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.